When I was 20, I had never dated anyone before. I was a virgin. And, there were several reasons for that. But at the time, I was going to college, and I was a good little Christian girl, although I wasn't really going to church anymore. I kind of decided, I didn't want to do that, again, for many reasons, but I still would follow the faith and all that. Tried not to be a sinner and was repentant of those sins. And, anywho, I was in college and I have a type, and I didn't really want to say too much about it just because, I like to keep everything as generic as possible in my audios. So I'll go ahead and not include that part of it, just so that way my audios can continue to be immersive, for lack of a better word. But anyway, was waiting to go to class in the morning, waiting for the door to open, and I was sitting on a bench, and directly across from me, this guy sits down, and he is just my type. I mean, from head to toe, just my type. And I thought he had fallen from heaven. But then I was really shy, and I didn't say anything to him. I just kind of looked at him and hoped that he wouldn't see me looking at him. And that was that. I went to class when it was time, and after class was over, I took a couple others, and then I went to see a friend of mine. Told her all about him. She, of course, is like, oh my god, you need to talk to him. I said, yeah, I know. And so, anyway, the next day that we're gonna have class, she fucking shows up. I was in the classroom, and I had texted her that this dream guy was there again, and oh, he's so gorgeous, and blah, 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 whatever I said. And so I'm sitting there in class, and right in the middle, she sends me a text that says, come outside, but pretend you're going to the bathroom. And I'm thinking, okay. And so, I do as she says. I put my phone down and I go out. And she's sitting right there talking to this guy. And, of course, I'm flipping out inside. But I just walk past. And he waves at me. I wave back. I go in the bathroom, pretend to pee, and come back. Go back to the classroom. And so that was the introduction, basically. She asked him if he wanted to hang out and all that. We got to know each other a little. And, of course, one of the things I asked him was, are you religious? And he says, no, I don't. I'm agnostic. And, or did he say atheist? I don't remember. But one of those two. And I'm thinking, shit, you know, like, that's something important to me. I'm gonna be on the same page with that, and blah, blah, blah. And, well, we can just be friends, and, you know, he's still cool, he's still good looking, I'd like to look at him. And, so we hang out, get to know each other even more, and we went to a show together, and, he and I are both metalheads, and, we had a really good time, and he took me back to my place, and we sat in the car and talked forever, and eventually I invited him inside. Now that it was like 2 in the morning, we went to my bedroom, and still living with my parents, we went to my bedroom and talked in there for a while longer. And I had told him before that I didn't want to be a couple, like, I wasn't ready for that. And he was okay with it. And now, though, things kind of changed, because, like, one thing was leading to another, and he said, he put his shoes on, he was getting ready to go, and, he got up from the chair, but I pushed him back down, and he was like, "Well, what's going on?" And I didn't say anything, which was probably scary, especially because it was dark. I think all the lights were off, except for some candles. They usually have candles lit. I pushed him down in the chair and just started to undo his pants. And he said, "I thought you didn't want to do this. I thought you weren't ready for that." And I said, "I think I am." And so I started to pull his pants down, and he's like, "Are you sure?" But I didn't say anything. And I started to touch him, and he was hard. And I just kept going. I wanted to pull it out and just make him feel so good. Just make him feel like he was the center of the world. And so I took his dick out and started stroking it up and down the best I could. I never watched porn or anything like that. Still to this day, I don't. Oh, I've seen a couple things, but I'm not really one to watch porn. Anyway, sidetracked. I took his cock out and started to rub it up and down. And he just kind of leaned back in the chair and just let out a sigh. And I just wanted to put it in my mouth. I just wanted to wrap my lips around it. And so I did. I think it surprised him a little. And he just kept asking me, are you sure? Like, are you sure that you want to do this? And I would come up and say yes, and he would relax a little bit more, and then he started asking me, "Are you sure you're a virgin?" I said, "Yeah, I am," and I said, "I've never even been on a date before you," and he's like, "That's just crazy. It's hard to believe. So you're doing such a good job of it. It's so natural." And I just kept going. I started to get a little deeper, because before I was just kind of looking around the tip and sort of kissing it and sucking on the tip. And so I started to go a little bit deeper, up and down, and I remember I was like swirling my tongue around his cock, and he would just moan and say, "Oh God, it feels so good." And I was fucking hooked. Like, I love sucking cock. And, so I ask you, what's making it good? Tell me how to make you feel good. And he said, just keep doing that with your tongue. And so I did, and I started to go a little faster, and I was grabbing his balls and just kind of rubbing them with my fingers. And I could feel them getting harder and harder. And he was pretty big, and, you know, granted, I didn't have any experience before that, or even after. He's the only guy I ever slept with to this day. And, here and there, I was thinking, you know, I shouldn't be doing this, but it just felt so good, and just knowing that I'm giving him that pleasure too was out of this world. And he started to get close after a bit, and so he's telling me, I'm getting close, I'm about to come, he kept telling me. But I didn't get off his cock. I just kept on sucking. And I think he was expecting me to not take it in the mouth, to not take his cum shot. I just kept going, and he finally came. And I remember the taste, and I swallowed. And, he just said, wow. He said, you're so good. And, after that, I walked him out, we said goodbye and all that, he left. And then I couldn't sleep all night because I felt really guilty. I was like, oh my god, I need to pray. All that. And, next time I saw him, I'm like, I can't do that again. I'm so sorry, but I can't do that again. He goes, no, it's okay. It's okay. And, anyway, that didn't last very long because I had him over again. And again, one thing led to another. I was touching him, and I gave him another blowjob. But this time, he didn't finish in my mouth. I told him, I want to feel you inside of me. And somewhere in my warped mind, I thought, well, it's okay for him to put it in my ass, but not my puss. And I don't know where that came from, because really, putting it in my ass is worse in a way. Like, in the eyes of religion, it's like sodomy. But I guess that, like, it kind of made it even more erotic. It made it more exciting, because it's like, this is the worst fucking thing I can possibly do. And so, just as he was about to finish, I got up and I bent over the bed. I told him, I want you to fuck me right here. And, his cock was already, you know, covered in my spit, and it was really wet, and he just rubbed his cock over my clit. I just remember it felt so good. And so he got it all slick and just put it in me, put it in my ass. And he started real gentle. It felt so good. He was holding onto my waist. I could feel him going in and out, and he started to get just a little deeper. He would ask me, you know, does it feel good? How do you want it? Do you want me to go faster? Am I being gentle enough? I said, yes, go a little faster. Go a little faster. And eventually, it was fucking me hard. And that was the first time I ever had penetration, was through my ass. Oh, it was fucking good, but I haven't stopped since. Like, I was hooked, and I mean, I fucking think about sex all the time, but like, that was some of the best sex I ever had, you know, just that moment. And I think it was all the taboo and being like, you know, I was a good little Christian girl, just being completely defiled. And I think about it a lot. I think about it most times that I play with myself. I think about that time. I mean, we had pretty good sex since, but it's almost like, I guess, cause it's almost like something that you would dream up as like a role player fantasy, but it happened. So I guess I'm gonna be thinking about that tonight again.